For NPR Illinois, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll. Politicians spearheading the effort to legalize recreational marijuana say revenue isn't the driving force. It's about promoting justice for people of color who have been unfairly targeted by the war on drugs. But in the second installment of this two-part Illinois Issues series, we report on the lack of diversity in the state's current legal market, the medical marijuana program. As negotiations on recreational marijuana continue, one prominent group has not yet taken a stance on the issue, the Legislative Black Caucus. The African-American lawmakers in both the House and Senate are involved in the talks, though.
Any adult use bill has to have specific consideration as it relates to restoring some of the harm that was done during the war on drugs to communities of color. There should be ownership of people of color in this space.
Jahan Gordon Booth is a deputy majority leader of the caucus. The Peoria Democrat says they're taking part because people will be making millions of dollars off a drug that disproportionately harmed minority communities for decades.
We don't want a adult use cannabis program to look like the medical program, which essentially is completely and wholly owned by rich people and none of them are of color.
Illinois approved its medical marijuana pilot program back in 2013, and politicians tout ours as one of the best, a model for the rest of the country. But it's also an incredibly secretive one. Chris Stone, the CEO of HCI Alternatives, a medical marijuana dispensary in Springfield and the Metro East, sat down with me to talk about the application process he went through years ago.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Good to see you again.
You too.
We had to do this in a side room off of the dispensary since members of the press are no longer allowed even in waiting rooms without state approval, he says.
Each one of our applications is about 1,800 pages. Okay, so we had to provide, I believe it was 6 or 7 copies of that. But we also had to double the number of copies because we had to provide a clean copy and then a redacted copy.
Those applications, both the full copy and the redacted copy, are not available to the public. Stone said they had to redact information
to make sure that when they were reviewing the applications, they didn't have the names of anybody in there to affect their judgment. When scoring, they would look at the redacted copy in terms of the scoring, but they had a clean copy to go with it.
When he says they, he means the people who essentially decided who got a license for a dispensary or a cultivation site. Who they are is confidential. I've tried to obtain details through Freedom of Information Act requests, and I'm still trying. There are currently 55 dispensaries and 20 cultivation sites. There's also no public state data available keeping track of who is profiting from them. Many say they want a recreational marijuana program to be more transparent and open.
You have to provide the steps to make things right for the communities that you've hurt all that, you know, all those years.
That's Sunshine Clemens, the founder of Black Lives Matter in Springfield. She gave me her personal opinion because Black Lives Matter hasn't taken a stance yet either.
I believe that we can take the steps to do it where it can provide equity for the Black and Brown community that can be legislated.
Just from a monetary standpoint, though, there's a significant barrier. Governor J.B. Pritzker has estimated millions of dollars in next year's budget from legalizing cannabis, and that's only counting the fees to get a license, which he's suggesting will go for $100,000 each. That's not counting the application fees and other expenses. For example, it costs $5,000 just to be able to hand in an application for the medical program. A spokesperson for Pritzker says he is working to ensure justice and equity are core elements of legalization and believes minority entrepreneurs must have the opportunity to succeed. The lead sponsors of making recreational marijuana use legal in Illinois also say equity in the market is a top priority. Here's Representative Kelly Cassidy on how they're working to make sure it happens.
First of all, doing the research, getting the lay of the land to see that across the country this industry is only about 4% minority owned. Getting a sense of what states have tried to do to fix for that and where those things have fallen short.
Cassidy says this is what she's most excited about getting right because it could solve problems not just in Illinois, but across the country. As of now, though, details of how they'll ensure this happens remain a mystery. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.